Getting It Done in Muletown. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mack.
Mules are a big part of American history, and nothing gets her done like a mule gets her done.
And you're not hearing things. Even Larry the Cable Guy has been in Columbia this week for Mule Day. He and a film crew were there shooting a segment that will air later this year on the History Channel.
It's cool for me because I grew up in this same atmosphere. You know, I grew up doing stuff, showing pigs at FFA and all that kind of stuff. So it's just a lot of fun for me, but my show's called Only in America. And when we found out they had a Mule Day up here, we said, man, only in America can you have a Mule Day. And so we came up here and met all the people, and it's just been great. Everybody's real kind, and honestly, I learned a lot about mules that I would have never known about mules, and it was actually a good learning experience for me.
And Larry the Cable Guy even took time out to participate in the log loading competition, borrowing the mules belonging to Scott Watkins of Overton County.
That's pretty neat. That's pretty neat, Larry the Cable Guy here. He's just like one of us. So I just got these mules at about 6-7 months old. Those horse mules, Barney and Andy, broke them and just flew with them around the house there, and just whatever we can do. There really ain't nothing but just enjoyment's all they are.
David Moreland of Dexter, Missouri has been coming to Mule Day for over 20 years, and he too got to meet Larry the Cable Guy, and Moreland says you can see it all at Mule Day.
I don't care what it is, your interest in mules, or if it's riding, it's driving, it's logging, skidding logs. If it's gated mules or if it's Western pleasure mules, they're all here.
But we learned a lot about mules. The only thing I do suggest, though, is if you come up to Mule Day, don't wear no expensive shoes because they'll be ruined when you're done.
Larry the Cable Guy enjoying Mule Day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddock.